You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. Now, imagine this. Imagine what it would look like for you to be the great lover of your life. What would that look like for you? Because today we're talking about this, your love life redefined. That's right, your love dot 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 life redefined. It's the dot dot dots that make all the difference in the world. Because what do you think about when I say love life? A lot of times people think about romantic love, being in love, they think about their partner, they think about making love, they think about sex, they think about dates, whatever. But what if your love life wasn't necessarily about romance, but your love life was a way of life in which you romanced your days and which you had a lifelong love affair with your life? Imagine what that would look like, my dear. Think about that. So today we're going to talk about your love life redefined. So whatever you're defining right now as your love life, I'm going to ask that you be open to a new way of defining love life for yourself and for your life. Because, you know, with divorce at an all-time high, breakups at an all-time high, you know, it's interesting, two-thirds of all relationships will end in a breakup. I read that a few years ago and I was like, oh my goodness. So that means that two out of three relationships that we have will end with a breakup. Wow, that is a staggering, startling number. So it's no wonder that most people are walking around planet Earth feeling wounded by love, feeling like a victim to love, and feeling like they've possibly lost that love and feeling. If that's you today, I want to encourage you that there is a new way to define love life for yourself. There's a new way for you to define love. There's a new way for you to define your life. And you get to choose. Today's the day for you to own your power and take command over how you're defining what's happening in your life, how you're defining what you're creating in your life. Now, when you think about love life in a typical sense, people are in love, they're making love, possibly making babies, and you think about there's offspring a lot of times, you know? There are creations. We are creating other life, procreation. Well, imagine what you could create with your life if you looked at your life as a love life, that you got up every day and you said, today's the day I'm going to romance my day, I'm going to romance my life, and I am going to make love with my life. So I have a soul story to share with you from today. I had one of those days of nonstop action, lots of creativity, lots of creative energy flowing through me, and I created for several hours. And after about an hour and a half into one project, I had been creating and everything was flowing through me. All of a sudden, it was one of those moments, the infamous, unexplainable moment where you want to completely pull your hair out and throw your computer on the floor. One of those moments where all of a sudden, everything I had been working on was lost. Nowhere to be found, completely gone. Literally, I started crying for about 2 minutes. I was like, are you kidding me? So here I was. I thought about quitting. I said, that's it. I'm tired. I'm going to bed. And then I said, you know what, Shannon? You created it the first time. You can create it again. So I sat down and I started from scratch and I created it again. This time, it actually, believe it or not, I think it was even better. In fact, I know it was better. So what does this have to do with you? And what does this have to do with redefining your love life? In that moment of pouring out my creative energy into this incredible creative project, I lost everything. Have you ever felt that way when it comes to love life, when it comes to love in your life or your life's work, when you feel like you've lost it all? And for a moment, or maybe longer than a moment, you feel like giving up, you feel like quitting, and you feel like defining it as the end. The end of you, the end of your trust, the end of you being in love ever again in your life, and you see it as a dead end. But I will tell you, my dear, in those moments, you can choose to define it as the end, or you can choose to define it as a moment to redefine and to recreate, and not only recreate, but create something that's even more incredible. I know. It happened to me, and I'm going to tell you, it's happened to me more than once. It's what I call a defining moment, or a redefining moment. It all comes down to how you're going to choose to label, how you're going to choose to name that which you're experiencing in life. How are you going to name your day? You know, if you think about it, we name certain days Mondays, and then we have a certain attitude about that Monday. We name certain days Fridays, and then we have a certain attitude about the Friday. You see what I'm saying? Whatever we call something, we kind of have an expectation. We kind of have an attitude. There's an energy that surrounds that. What if you could redefine your days? And you could redefine your days, and by doing so, redefine your life. And you could redefine what loving your life really looked like. Imagine what that would be for you. What would you name your day today? What would you call your day today? What name would you give it? No different than if you had a child right now. You had a baby and you said, today I'm going to name my baby this. What are you willing to name your baby called your life, brought to you by your love life? Please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Begin to answer these questions for yourself. Begin to redefine what your love life really is. What you would call your day if you loved your life. What would you call the creative energy that produces creations that only you and your life can create? Please take time today, as much time as necessary, to write it out for yourself. Imagine the possibilities and imagine the love that you could create. I really hope you take time today to spend some time making love with your life today by writing it out and redefining what it means to you to have a love life that you love living. I would love to hear from you. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing, and also request a free copy of Date Yourself Well, the best-selling 12 engagements of becoming the great lover of your life. I would be happy to send that out to you. All you have to pay for is shipping, and I'll drop it in the mail today. Thank you so much for being here. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.